KGMI Morning News Extra.
It's a Friday morning, which means it's time for your Lifestyle Lookout. We take a look at all the events happening this weekend you may or may not be aware of. Joining us now, our self-proclaimed lifestyle expert and our co-anchor, Adam Smith. So a cool thing happening this evening. You wanted to start out today up at Bellwood Farms, always a great place to go hang and taste local craft liquors and things of that nature, fresh farm-baked goods. But there's something a little bit, a unique event happening this evening.
Yeah, this weekend's action kicks off up in Linden. Bellwood Farms will host their Applewood Smoked Bourbon Barrel opening party tonight from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Try their newest batch of bourbon, listen to live music from jazz quartet The Banknotes, and play board games, cornhole, or frisbee while you're there. Should make for a great date night because this is an adult-only event. Bellwood President Eric Abel says they make the bourbon from Skagit County corn and grain, then they smoke the grains and applewood from the farm there, creating a subtle, smoky taste. Sounds delicious. They also have a special bourbon-inspired menu for you to enjoy. While you're there, you can pop out to the orchards to see if any of the apple blossoms are blooming yet. I'm not sure they are quite yet. Get all the details at bellwoodfarms.com. Should be a fun time tonight out there. The weekend started off right, huh?
Absolutely. Hopefully the rain lets up a little bit by the time you head up north to Linden. We can't guarantee that. I'm sorry.
There's no such thing as bad weather, right?
No.
Poorly dressed people.
That's correct. I like that. I'm going to stick with that. If you're looking to stay a little bit active or get some activity flowing, get the blood running through those muscles, head on over to Ferndale. Fun event happening tomorrow.
Yeah, speaking of blossoms, it's the Flower Power 5K in Ferndale tomorrow.
Flower people, walk on by. Flower people, don't you cry. It's not too late.
No,
it's not too late.
That's right. It's not too late to help the Ferndale Chamber of Commerce line Main Street with flower baskets for the summer by registering and running that 5K. Just head to Pioneer Pavilion to register at 10:30 a.m. tomorrow morning. Starting line's right there. You'll loop around downtown Ferndale before finishing up the run at Fringe Brewing on 3rd Avenue. The race starts at 11:30, so make sure you get there in time to register. If you don't feel like running, you can sponsor a flower basket for $125. That's a nice thing to do. Registration for the Flower Power 5K is $35. Go to the Ferndale Chamber of Commerce's website for all the details, or just show up at 10:30 tomorrow at Pioneer Pavilion there in Ferndale. Have a great time.
I imagine costumes are encouraged if you want to take it back to the 60s or the 70s to go on that run. It's certainly welcome, if nothing else.
100%. You do you.
There we go. April Brews Day. We can't forget to mention that. That's also happening on Saturday, one of the biggest beer events that we hold here in Whatcom County, all for a great cause.
That's right. Bellingham Beer Week here in Bellingham comes to an end this weekend with April Brews Day down at the waterfront. It's Bellingham's biggest beer festival featuring over 60 craft beers and ciders from the Pacific Northwest, live music, food, and a whole lot more. April Brews Day is a fundraiser for the Max Higbee Center. It's an organization, of course, founded by educators and families of people with developmental disabilities to provide recreational opportunities here in Whatcom County. Great organization there. It's a great cause and sure to be a great time down there. Tickets are still available. It can be purchased at aprilbrewsday.com. April Brews Day runs tomorrow from 5:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. So get your tickets, throw on some rain gear, and head down to the corner of Granary Avenue and Chestnut Street. Cheers. Should be a great time.
There's no way you can miss out on all this fun. It'll be hard to choose from. That was the biggest issue I had last year at April Brews Day. I went, I don't know where I want to sample the beers from. And you'll likely have that same dilemma when you head on over there tomorrow.
Options are unlimited. It's a great time. The live music is great. And the food trucks down there are also spectacular. So it's not just about the beer.
That's a fact. And speaking of live music, the Blue Room's got a cool show. After you have some brews at the April Brews Day, you can head on over to the Blue Room for some live sound Saturday night.
Yeah, our featured live music this weekend is, it's a bit bittersweet actually. Check this out.
I'll treat you better than, better than you ever can. Oh, when I'm out of town, you just keep screwing around.
That's Atomic Affair, a blues rock band from right here in Bellingham. They're performing their last ever show at the Blue Room tomorrow night. Opening for Atomic Dog are Whalion and Cuttlefish, two bands that'll get you moving on the dance floor for sure. It'll be a fantastic evening of music, and of course the Blue Room is all ages, so everybody can go. Yeah, go down there and check Atomic Affair out. Atomic Affair, not Atomic Dog. I think I said Atomic Dog. Atomic Affair.
That's their next side project.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a great band, so wish them farewell and enjoy a great show on Saturday. Just go to blueroombham.com for tickets to that. Great venue down there in Bellingham, all ages once again. Should be a fun time.
We guarantee you won't leave the Blue Room feeling all too blue, despite the bittersweet nature of the show. Our lifestyle expert and co-anchor, Adam Smith, with the lowdown on things happening this weekend. Adam, thank you so much.
Thank you, Dale.